Aye. Very disappointed Sunday in Den Bosch. Very tired effort, but we told them in no uncertain manner. But they acted well. I thought we dominated really the whole game. If we start to finish, obviously a bad mistake for Justin. He holds his hand up and knows that, and we lost it maybe for about 10 minutes. But before that, I don't think Thomas had really saved the whole game. And we had to be patient. I mean, they played with five at the back, which made it difficult for us. But we knocked it about and were patient, and eventually it paid off. You know, they obviously were a little further fitness wise. We made them chase the ball the whole of the second half, and they finished hold in the end. I thought it was a lot of good moves. And we were well pleased with the result. Yeah, I had a wee bit, I've got a wee bit of problem in that position. Also, with Gus being away and Doozy away. We played Gary Mason there. I thought he was tremendous in that position, sitting position the night. He didn't play very well right back the other day. And Lee's done it a couple of times last year for us. You know, he's got pace, he's strong, and he can come in at the back post also. So he's done very well. Done very well. Well, he's a great lad, you know. Obviously, we've got he's first choice. He's a centre forward, but you mean you've got De Gea, you've got Hampshire there, you've got Crawford, and you've got Big Nishi. Not that he's behind Nishi, but you know he's at an age now and he's to play. You know he's a great professional. He's a great lad to have about the place. I think he just needs to play. I don't think he would be happy if he thought he would be set the whole season, maybe on the bench and come on. But I mean, I think he could change. I don't want to lose him as a person, a professional player. I don't want to lose him, but you know, players are certainly great lads. I mean, and the public think of all of them. You know, I've been nothing at all with Billy. I mean, he's you know, everyone thinks of all of them in the group. I mean, they never let you down. Well, for him, you know, it's up to yourself. You know, he's on the transfer list because I thought at his age. To accept maybe making him on the bench. You never know football, you know, it could happen, you know, he's Thomas for you. I mean, he's come in that position tonight and he's done tremendously well.
Summing up, Jimmy, it's a good bit of business. They're happy with the way things went. Nice.
Well, we look strong, our passing was a lot better. You know, we didn't give a lot away. You know, the boy Seaborn, who I know obviously from his Ajax days, you know, he's a handful. And Scott and Andrew done well against them. I was well pleased. It was a good all-round performance. I thought, you know, we looked strong, we looked comfortable in the ball. And you know, I think we've got a lot of games like that at East End Park this year where a lot of teams are going to sit back and try and hit them in the break. So for that side, it was a good test and a good performance because we were very poor on Sunday and I was very, very annoyed with them. They responded the way they should have done. Yeah, that helps annoy them.
Stephen Crawford did well.
Great movement. We all know how good he is. Great movement. And I mean, I don't think it was a weakness, to be honest, John. Obviously, Justin's made a mistake for the goal, but he's a cover second half, and he got back and kicked on when the boy was just going to score. You know, but it was a bit because he started a bit of goal against us. You know, he should have just played easy, Justin. But it was a good team performance, strong team performance. And you see, you're still missing obviously Ian and De Gea. And McPherson, a lot of experience. And I think I missed one and all. Doozy, you know, so there's still more to come. And then you can put the young lads on at the end. McLeish has done very well. Came for Raith Rovers. Aye, very good. 2 days for you to kick. You know, he's a good player. No, anything, mate. Aye, I don't know where he must have learned that from the court. Given they've got that in 19, isn't it? Yeah. Well, if undersaw heating in, then we've got undersaw heating put in, and it was probably because of the weather, it didn't take as soon as it should have done, so I put some fertiliser, it just in the goal.
How do you think the pre-season's
been? I was well pleased. So if you'd asked me before Sunday's game, I was well pleased. We played against two quality teams out there, and we played St Mirren. It was a good game against St Mirren for us. It was a good test, because the game wasn't all behind. And they won it 3-1, and then we went to the Turkish team, and they were a good team. They're in Europe this year. We played 2-1, we could beat 2-1, but we played well. We should have won the game. And it was a high quality game, and still Bucharest, they were a very, very good team also. We could beat 4-0, but that was a little bit flattered.
to be honest. And we played the last game, the big one, against the boss, one of the bigger teams again, and it's something that we were very poor, but that was our sixth game in 8 days. So looked at tired performance. It was tremendous. I mean, the facilities out there and the boys loved it. Good food, and you know, it was great to get them. We've got a tremendous team spirit anyway. Just brought them together, especially in the U-Labs. The guys got injured. Could have sent them home, but we couldn't have done a lot for them, so we just kept them there, and you know, it's something to get. Understand the humour of Scott Thompson and all that, like, you know, and that gives you some.
Do you think more games than anybody else in the country?
Is that something you got from Holland? Yeah, these are their own ideas. We used to take 6 weeks in Holland, but because of that, you know, we're only done 5 weeks. We're trying to squeeze a game then. They're too connected to everybody, and luckily enough, they never do any English. So they play a lot of these young kids. Choose for 3 difficult games and 2 easier ones, you know, 9-0 to 13-0. If he gets that kind of players' confidence, it's Crawford and Hampshire's going to go. And they'll get two heavy ones when we come back here to Wednesday, which is a good performance, and they will get well so Saturday, and hopefully we'll be ready for more. Okay, lads.